at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference. I'm visiting with Hank Maxey. He is a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And Hank, here we saw the results of a new producer attitude survey, I think we call it. Always kind of interesting to see what cattle producers feel about the checkoff out there. What are some of the key findings from the most recent study?
I think for the most part, Chuck, that the study is very similar to studies in the past. Producers still have confidence in the checkoff, and two-thirds of producers are still in favor of the checkoff.
So what does that say to you as a member of the board in terms of the job that you all are doing in managing what essentially is their investment in promotion and research and education?
It says to me that the money is being spent in the right places. And by spending the money in the right places, we do help beef demand.
Any particular, now I know you mentioned the kind of the overall, any particular statistics out of it that really caught your eye maybe or you thought were most notable?
Well, there was a little drop in one of the questions about is the checkoff managed well. Whether that's a statistical drop or not, not quite sure. But sometimes we see these moves when we have circumstances that really aren't about the checkoff. They're about environment, they're about cow prices and those type of things.
So here at this meeting then, we're partway through another working meeting where a lot of the committees are getting together. You're committee member. What kind of committee are you involved in?
I'm involved. I'm a chairman of the Producer Communications Committee. So our meeting will be here in about an hour, which is on Friday. And we're going to discuss the AR that we'll present for next year's plan of work on 2013. And we'll go through the Producer Attitude Survey at the same time.
Now, I know that overall we've got some reduced dollars due to the market because it's all dependent on how many cattle change hands out there. That has an impact everywhere, I assume, also even on producer communications.
It does have an impact on producer communications, just like every other committee. But by the act and order, we are still responsible as on producer communications to explain to producers who pay into the checkoff what programs their dollars are being spent for and how effective those dollars are being used.
So, you know, the survey helps to a certain extent, but you also get anecdotal feedback yourself from fellow producers out there. You know, we've been doing this checkoff for over 25 years now. How well do you think they do understand, those who maybe aren't as involved as somebody like yourself?
Well, as you know, and as most people that are involved with the checkoff, it's a complicated process and it's a complicated system. It's pretty simple. You know, we collect money and then we use that money for promotion and research, etc. And we can't use it for lobbying. But the details of exactly how the money's spent is sometimes where producers have the most questions and where their concerns come from.
Well, that's your job to let them know that, I know. So I will hopefully be in your meeting, at least for some portion of it here today. And we look forward to another, hopefully, we can say at the end, exciting and successful Cattle Industry Summer Conference. Thank you, Hank Maxey. We are here in Denver. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.